This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. While the Missouri House passed the bill for the state to take over the St. Louis Police Department, it now goes to the Senate for debate and passage. State Representative Marlon Anderson, a St. Louis Democrat, says he opposes a takeover and also hopes senators strip out a part which changes the definition of rioting.
I believe it's a violation of the First Amendment. It's constitutionally vague. And also, if we go to Mardi Gras and have a couple drinks, we can be proposed to a felony because that's public intoxication. So definitely don't like that either.
Sponsor Republican State Rep. Brad Crist responds.
I think we're splitting hairs on that a little bit. There's a lot of officer discretion and prosecutor discretion there when you talk about that in a court, and I don't see some of the scenarios I'm bringing up ever happening.
Crist says one of the big disagreements between the state House and Senate, who gets to make appointments to the state-run police board and who gets to have influence in those choices available.
The IRS has large clusters of workers in the Kansas City area. Reports are as many as 1,000 are getting laid off this week.
For this to happen right before tax season is just unacceptable.
That is Shannon Ellis, IRS Union Chapter President. She says the agency's been understaffed for 15 years.
Issues remain at St. Louis Public Schools, and now the interim superintendent will remain as well. Transportation is one of the problems facing Millicent Borchade now that she's been named to the post permanently. Board of Education member-to-be Ben Conover was asked about that on Total Information PM.
The situation with the bus vendor was an unfortunate one, but I think that the board and the district are really doing a good job at taking the necessary steps to making sure that transportation can be as good as possible for the students and families at the district.
Conover, who has an education background and works at St. Louis University, was named to a vacant spot on the board by members. He'll be officially sworn in next week.
They look at it from a statistical standpoint. We've opened beds, but they're way out here. The homeless don't know when they can get in.
That is Reverend Larry Rice sounding the alarm about the lack of warming shelters in the city. This comes after Jennifer Pendleton died Tuesday on Clark Avenue in the shadow of City Hall.
Rice says he, along with other unhoused community members, are grieving the death of Jennifer, but she is not the only homeless person to die, and he adds he's very disappointed with Mayor Tashara Jones.
In fact, I expected a whole lot more, and that's part of what we got flat-footed on, so to speak. I thought there'd be a whole lot more, and then suddenly we found out they're not having a warming bus out there. You don't know when those shelters are open. There's no day center. She'll say, well, they go to the library. They don't understand the plight of the homeless at the library. Can't take your backpack in. You doze off for a minute. They throw you out.
The city announced that a warming bus would be positioned on Chestnut this week. However, it was only operational for 2 hours during the day.
They have no understanding of what it is to be homeless. They go and hire people that may have all kinds of degrees in social work, but no understanding of the homeless and what it is to be among them and live with them and
Maria
work with
Aquina,
them.
Maria Aquina, KMLX News.
St. Louis City Medical Examiner's Office tells us Jennifer Pendleton's cause and manner of death are still pending. St. Louis City Police Department spokesperson Mitch McCoy tells us a homeless outreach officer made contact with Pendleton before she was found dead Tuesday morning.
At the end of the day, you can offer resources, you can offer assistance, but you can't force someone or assistance.
A bulletin from the Missouri State Highway Patrol identified Pendleton as a missing person. From the KMOX business desk, Gateway South project is not just a billion-dollar dream as leases are being signed. Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis recently took a tour of the 100-acre site south of the Arch grounds.
It's not just going to be this mixed-use kind of industrial space. They're also going to have, coffee shops, and they're talking about restaurants, and so really kind of like making it something that the public can access as well.
Good Development Corp announced the Gateway South project as an advanced building collaboration district last year, meaning it will have places to work, live, and access to the Arch grounds.
Tomorrow is the first spring training game on KMOX for the Cardinals.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.